This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Covering OJ once meant something else, but I want to turn this morning to the economics of orange juice. Sales in dollar terms remain high, but they sell a lot less of it these days. Roberto Ferdman writes about food, including orange juice, for the online business publication Quartz. Roberto, thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What happened to OJ? People are not drinking it the way we used to.
It has a lot to do, actually, with a disease called citrus greening that's affected the orange juice industry pretty much since the early 90s. Since then, it's become a lot more expensive to produce orange juice. It's about twice what it was in the late 90s.
So when the shopper goes into the supermarket and they're trying to figure out, what are we going to bring in for liquid for the morning, they start comparing prices. And the OJ tends to have, you know, $4 and change on a quart.
First of all, we're drinking a lot less orange juice than we have. It's down by about 40% since 1998. But people are happy to squeeze their own or pay for expensive orange juice. And what that means is that you don't see it on everybody's breakfast table in the morning. Maybe you see it at brunch time on the weekends, a luxury indulgence.
Given all this, how is the orange juice industry responding?
They've responded in many ways. One of the ways is by blending orange juice with other juices that allow them to reduce the amount of sugar, reduce the price that it costs them to produce it, and therefore the price it costs someone to buy it. Americans back in the 40s and 50s, when orange juice first became this huge commercial product, didn't think a whole lot about what they put in their bodies. Now, Americans are very finicky about what they put in their bodies, and drinking a glass of orange juice is kind of like drinking, several oranges.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, indeed, OJ was often seen, at least the marketing led us to believe that it was this healthy drink, but people are recognizing when they look at the nutrition facts panel on the side of the carton that, in fact, there's a lot of sugar in there.
What built the industry is kind of being pulled from under its wayside. Orange juice was advertised as a health drink that was packed with vitamin C. Americans were told that it was the perfect breakfast drink. But now Americans are not only conscious about sugar, they're not eating breakfast as much as they used to, and when they do, not like they used to.
Roberto Ferdman covers food issues for Quartz. Roberto, thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.